It's time for our weekly chat with National Party MP Christopher Luxon.
Yesterday, I caught up with National's Christopher Luxon as part of our weekly catch-up. We spoke about the recent proposal to include Mātauranga Māori into the NCA science curriculum. As National spokesperson for Māori development, I was interested to hear his thoughts on the proposal, which have received a decent amount of backlash. I started by asking Luxon whether he thought Māori knowledge was currently given enough weight and respect in New Zealand's education system.
Yeah, I think we've made great progress on that front over a number of years. If you just go back and look at what schooling was like 20 years ago versus where it is today, there is, you know, two worldviews and two bodies of knowledge, you know, science and Mātauranga, and they are separate and they need to be considered separately. Both have authority. Neither should be given greater status than the other. Mātauranga is a distinctive, certainly a very valuable knowledge, and I've spent time in my past life with Māori who've been able to talk to me about that. But Mātauranga and empirical science don't need to compete with each other. They're often quite complementary and they can learn from each other. So I think, you know, that's a debate, and you can talk about that, and the fact that we're talking about that in itself is really, really unhelpful, because what it says is the focus isn't where it needs to be. New Zealand is now in the bottom three countries in the OECD for science. You know, that's a really big problem for us, because we need science to be well taught in this country, and we need the basics to be delivered extremely well, because already, you know, a 15-year-old today in New Zealand is probably a year behind where a 15-year-old was 15 years ago in terms of education. The average New Zealand 15-year-old is probably about 3.5 years behind where the average 15-year-old is in China in terms of their knowledge. So we have some major, major challenges in education, and the reason why I'm obsessed about education is because if we don't get educational attainment right, if we don't get the basics being taught to our kids well, if we don't teach them a world-class curriculum, if we don't measure performance to ensure they're actually making progress, we're not able to create the value out of the industries that we want to create into the future that have higher wages and salaries associated with them, because we won't be able to participate in that higher value curve of what the goods and services that we sell. And therefore, that means educational attainment is directly linked to higher wages and salaries, which in turn is what gives people choices about how they get to live their life.
You mentioned just before how we want a good education system so we can improve salary and wages and the economy. I think what some of the people in favour of this proposal would argue, though, is that there are less quantifiable, tangible things that are still important culturally.
That's all rubbish. It's all rubbish. It's all relativism, and it's not absolutism. And out there in the real world...
So is the only way to measure it through salary? Is that sort of...
No, I'm not saying that at all. There's a broader sense of well-being pieces by which we look at New Zealand. But I can tell you right now, our ability to expand our economic engine is what creates the choices that we want to be able to have and the investments that we need to make around our social agendas, around our environmental agendas, around our cultural agendas, right? So it's not to belittle, it's not to say that's primacy above everything else, but you have to, at the moment, we are sort of losing track of what makes the whole system sort of work. And all otherwise, if we have an economy that really stays the same size, doesn't really grow, doesn't add more value, doesn't be able to create people so they've got more freedom with their time, you know, there are countries around the world that are very similar size to New Zealand that are 25-35% wealthier. And they actually have much, you know, they have 6 weeks annual leave, not 4 weeks annual leave. New Zealanders are some of the hardest working people on earth, but the amount of money we make for the work is because we cannot convert our goods and services that we sell to higher value. And that is the single biggest economic problem we have, and we're really bad at it relative to the rest of the world.
Well, just going back to that Mātauranga proposal, I understand if you do want to improve New Zealand's standing in terms of OECD, but do you think it's possible to do both at the same time, to try and improve New Zealand's literacy and science and maths, but also include some Maori values in New Zealand's education system?
Yep, we have, and we will continue to do so. But at the moment, that is the primary objective.
We'll continue to do so when
it's about the achievement.
When will we do that? What point do we know we can finally include Maori knowledge?
Curriculums are continuing to evolve. over time, right? If you think about the teaching of Māori history, it's being taught more and more in New Zealand, and it has been dramatically taught in New Zealand relative to where it was 30 years ago, 20 years ago, etc. So what I'm saying, though, is you've got to get really clear. The first job you've got to do to delivering for Māori, non-Māori, any New Zealander, is to get the mass reading science educational attainment in the right place. For me, that's what is my number one priority.
Just going back to when you said the New Zealand curriculum is evolving in terms of incorporating Māori knowledge, isn't this literally that evolution? That's what I don't quite understand about what you're saying. If you're saying, oh, it's happening, but then you seem to be sort of against...
No, I'm saying it's a valuable perspective to be building into our education. But for goodness sake, teach kids the basics first and foremost, right? And build this in, absolutely. But it's lovely knowing all about Māori knowledge. But if your science score is still failing and you're only 20% of kids are achieving science scores, that's not setting the country up for great success going forward.
That was National Party MP Christopher Luxon. You're listening to The Wire on 95 BFM.